This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Tara Nolan from Nolan Financial. If you're new to the show, welcome. We do a lot of educational topics, and we have a lot of fun while we're doing it. Definitely, if you have a question or something pops up while we're going through the show, give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. Be sure to write this number down so that you know who to call if you have a question. The number is 719-210-4242. And definitely check out our website, www.nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while you're there, go to the radio page. You can see all the past shows. We do educational topics from healthcare to 401ks to health and fitness, everything, how it ties into your financial world. We look at it holistically. And don't hesitate to reach out and give Chris and I a call if you have a question or you want to go ahead and just set up that complimentary appointment virtually or face-to-face. The number is 719-210-4242. I'm really excited today. We're going to be doing a topic about 401ks and talking about what you do when things go a little sideways, right? Because we're all good with finances until it starts going in a different direction than we expected. So before we do that, Right. Let me say hello and good morning to my amazing co-host, Tony Shore. Though I don't know why I said good morning because it's not really morning.
Yeah, well, who knows? But we do like to have fun, as you said at the very beginning of the show, and people might notice Tara was kind of laughing as she came in because she played the more rocking theme this morning, and I always am rocking out behind the scenes, and she sees me doing that while the intro is playing, and I love that rock intro. It gets you going. That one's high energy, and doing air drums and air guitar, and like to try to make Tara laugh as she tries to bring in the show professionally. I love it. Right?
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. And it's appropriate because you have the biggest record collection of anybody that I know.
I have a really big record collection. I know people with a lot more, but not too many. It's just been my hobby for years. You know, I was a DJ at radio stations, and then I worked in the music industry for a while doing radio promotion. So I got a lot of free product, a lot of albums and CDs for free, but I've collected them since I was in junior high, and I love music. So yeah, I do have a big record collection, and yeah, rock is kind of my thing. So that's fun. Awesome. And jazz, though. I love some good jazz too. But well, Tara, I think you've got a great topic lined up for us today. Before we jump into that, I've been good, you know, dealing with work and family. I've been keeping real busy. How about you?
Just, you know, doing a lot of different things. It's, you know, I'm always into something. What I'm doing right now is working on a program to do a TEDx talk. So I'm looking to get up on a TEDx stage and share a big idea with the world. Wow. And I love it because the more I learn about speaking and putting ideas together, it just helps me communicate better with my clients in the financial world. So I love it when your passions help feed everything that you do.
Well, I mean, you know, you talk about that. That's a great point. The process of you've written a book now, and it's a good one. And the process of writing that book taught you so much, and you learned so much from that. And you've been doing a radio show. We've hit our 300th episode of the show. So wow. To let our listeners know, there's 300 shows we've done over the years. And I know that doing radio shows has helped you as a speaker and formulate ideas. So the process of doing a radio show, being a radio show host, a podcast host, being an author, you know, your military career, your financial career, all these things have made you what you are. And I think it helps people be well-rounded. These processes you've told me have really helped you. And I think that's awesome. And it's great that you share the education with our listeners to educate them about financial topics.
Yeah, Tony, I really appreciate that. And so we're going to jump in today and talk about what if your 401k match is cut? And I want everyone just to sit with that because, you know, so what? What if your 401k match is cut? The reason you might care is that might hit your fear button a little bit, right? Because we talk about, you know, in the book, I talk about human nature, the two primal motivators for people are fear and greed.
Right.
And, you know, this topic is it can hit that fear button because your 401k is a primary part of your successful retirement. And Tony, don't we talk on and on about how the matching is like free money?
Right. Yeah. An employer match, if you're contributing to an employer sponsored retirement savings plan, like a 401k or 403b, and they offer a match, which a lot of employers do, that's huge. That's free money, right?
Absolutely. And you want to take advantage of that free match all the time. So when I sit down with people, that's like one of the first things we look at is, okay, who do you work for? Do you have a 401k? Do you have your match set up? And Tony, I can tell you almost every single person down to the person says, I don't know. Yeah. Some people know, but they haven't checked. And some people don't even know it was an option, right? Wow. Because it's, you know, it's part of that HR signing in process at work. And you get a lot of forms and a lot of things. And on that first day at work, you're more worried about what the coffee situation is than filling out your HR forms.
That's true. You are. I think that's a good point.
Yeah. So we want to make sure you're taking advantage of the matching. So hopefully everybody that's listening to the show has been well trained to go, I'm covered. Thumbs up. I am taking full advantage of my matching. I would expect anyone who's a longtime listener would be all over that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would assume so. And you know, people think, well, if my employer's giving me a match, why would it be cut? You know, and there are a lot of different reasons that is happening or has happened to people, right?
It can happen. And this goes back to my primary foot-stopping tenet for anybody out there is you need a financial plan in place so then when things like this could happen, you know what to do about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you don't exactly. have a plan and all you're doing is just trying to stuff money into your 401k and that's your whole plan, we talk about it, Tony, like you don't want all your eggs in one basket.
Right, right. I mean, putting as much as you can into a 401k is a great idea, but it can't be your only idea. It can't be your only plan for retirement. And I think that that's obviously huge. So, you know, if I get unpleasant financial news, it's not always wise to jump to conclusions. It's just a reminder of the importance, once again, of working, like you say, with somebody like yourself, who you're data driven and you're going to look at their particular circumstances and the data surrounding that rather than emotional. And you don't have an emotional relationship with their finances. You're trying to help them make best decisions based on the data, right?
Exactly. So the next question you might say is, if this were to happen, well why would that happen? And right. So it's, you need to understand, why does an employer set up a 401k to begin with? And I know this, Tony, because I help business owners set up 401ks.
Right.
So from the business perspective, it does a couple things. One, for the employer, it gives them a tax deduction. So, you know, yep. if you're an employer, the lower you can make your taxes, that helps. That's always better. So yep. for employers, it's a good deal for them from the tax perspective. And then also, it's a great way to take care of your employees. And any good owner wants to build that good relationship and wants to keep the good talent, right? They don't want you to leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
So for any employer out there that has a 401k with matching, A, they usually do as much matching as they can afford because, again, they get a tax deduction for it. And then they take better care of their employees. So the only reason why an employer would really consider cutting it generally is just if, you know, business is down or they're having to make some cutbacks, that becomes one of those places where they can make a cut that's going to keep the business going.
Right.
And so part of that is you might have a little, hopefully if your employer were to have to do that, they would explain to you what was happening and why that was happening and say, hey guys, we just kind of need to circle the wagons here and take care of each other. And then, you know, when the economy picks back up, then we'll get everything going and back in play.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that it's a tough case if your company has to cut the match, but you might also lose your match if you need to change jobs, if you get laid off if you move to another job. Not all companies, not all, especially if you're moving to a smaller company or a startup or something like that, they might not offer a match. So in that case, you're going to lose that match. So being prepared is huge.
So you're bringing up another big point in my book, Tony, is a 401k is a tool. And that's the last step of your financial planning process. The first. So the thing you want to know is to reach retirement success as defined by you. You need to know how much money do you need to save every month and then every year to reach your retirement goal. So you should know what that number is in your head. And so let's just say you want to save $5,000 a month. and your employer cuts the match. And so you're going to have to go, I still know that to reach my goal, I need to save $5,000 a month. So I'm going to have to find an additional tool besides my 401k to make sure I'm saving enough money to reach my goal. Does that kind of make sense, Tony?
Yep, that makes perfect sense. And you need to have those goals, know what they are, and know what you're going to have to do to get there. And obviously, there will be adjustments that need to be made along the way. Like, for example, if you do have a 401k match and it gets cut, you might need to make adjustments to your plan. But really, if you have a good financial services professional, you've got a plan in place that doesn't rely just on that match. You know, that shouldn't make or break your retirement, but you need a plan in place. That's why you need to be diverse. You can't have all your money in that 401k and all your hopes tied to one thing. Right? Is that what you're saying?
It is, Tony. But the reality for most people is, for most people, money is a very emotional issue. It's not pleasant. They didn't. You know, when you have that to-do list, the finding out your finances, it's usually at the bottom of that list, and it tends to be the thing that falls off for tomorrow. I'll deal with that tomorrow. And so for a lot of people, the reason the 401k becomes their primary tool is because they can put it on automatic. And they feel like, well, the company's just going to take care of me. And Tony, that's some of that crossover from back when there used to be pensions for everybody. And so people got used to this idea that the companies were going to be taking care of them and that they could just let that happen. And the challenge is that now a lot of companies don't have pensions anymore. They just have these 401ks. But people, we haven't changed our mindset. So we still think that our companies are going to be doing that work for us. And Tony, I don't hear you.
Yeah, and they really aren't. They aren't going to be doing that work for us. You're right. And so I think it's important to not to stop contributing. You're not saying stop your contributions. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. If the company says, hey, we're no longer going to offer a match, that doesn't necessarily mean you stop putting money in, right?
No, absolutely. You absolutely want to contribute to your 401k because, again, right, our big picture goal is to take taxable money and make it tax free.
Right.
And so sometimes the first step is to make it tax deferred in a 401k, and then we'll try to make it into a Roth when we can. So you absolutely do want to take advantage because, and then we talk about it in the book Money Moves, Tony. In this country, a lot of your financial success is dependent on the tax code.
Right.
So it's not, you definitely want a good savings habit, kind of like going to the gym, getting your reps in. You want to have a really good monthly savings plan, but you also want to take advantage of tax advantaged accounts. And so right. Whether it's a 401k, a personal IRA, you want to sit down with a financial planner and say, here's my goal for retirement. You know, I want to have, you know, $10 million when I retire. So that means I'm going to have to save, you know, $10,000 a month to get there. And where can I put that money that it's going to work for me?
Right. So I know you mentioned IRAs. So if your company does cut your 401k match or a match to your plan, we've talked a little bit about this. I've heard you mention this before. Is an option to put some of that or all of that into an IRA instead and contribute to an IRA? And then that gives you a little more control as well, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. That's what I like to do with most of my clients. You know, I kind of, if you wanted to make it like a step, I say, get your 401k and take advantage of all the matching, but don't go above the matching because then you can take that same money. You still want to keep investing, but put it into a personal IRA that you control.
Yes.
Because the money that's in a 401k, the company controls. And so I like to spread it out a little bit. And so then you put the money that gets you to your goal into a personal IRA that you can control. And then when you change jobs, then you can take that money from that company's 401k, you roll it over into your personal IRA. So you keep bringing the money into your bubble so that you control it.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And you know, you talked about taxes. Taxes are the number one expense we're all going to have. That's where taxes are our biggest expense in this country, especially in retirement too. And then next is healthcare. But when it comes to taxes, you mentioned IRAs, there are other options now. There are Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs, and that's the tax-free bucket that you sometimes talk about, right?
Well, you always want to ask that question. And anyone listening to the show, write this down and make sure you go do it, is talk to your company and say, hey, is there a Roth 401k option? Because not all companies have them. But if they do, you want to take, you want your account to be Roth, and then you want to take advantage of the matching. Right. So you want to do those two things. Yeah. If you do nothing else in life, do those two things.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Obviously, that's what you want to do. So I think this is a great conversation. Obviously, flexibility is good. But IRAs aren't always necessarily the best fit for everyone. You have to look at all the different tools, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. So this is probably a great time for anyone listening to the show that's going, I don't have a plan, so I don't know what I have. Give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. Set up your complimentary appointment with us, and we'll sit down and help you look at your plan. It's, think of it like a second opinion for the doctor. You might know what you want to do, but it's good to go, have you considered all these other things? So that number is 719-210-4242. And Tony, it's just like you're saying, right? There's the 401k is a tool, IRAs are a tool, but there's a lot of other tools out there depending on what your goal is. And then also depending on, you know, how comfortable you are with risk. You know, some people don't like their money in the market. Some people are very comfortable with that. There's not a right or wrong answer. I feel like, Tony, the answer is right when you get that good feeling in your belly and you can sleep well at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleep well at night. The SWAN plan, S-W-A-N. That's what you want. You don't have to, you don't want to have to be worried about your finances or whether you're going to have enough money once you retire, or what's happening, or if you're losing money in the market. You want a plan in place that where you don't have to worry about things like inflation or market volatility. You know, you've got a solid plan. You've got a plan to meet your goals, and you're going to stay on track. And then, you know, regularly revisit the plan for any adjustments along the way, with working with a financial services professional. That's the key, isn't it?
I think it is, Tony, because this is what I've, when I was writing my book, I really researched it. And this is what wealthy people do, is they have CPAs, they have financial planners, they have attorneys if they need them. They get professional help. They don't, you know, it's like going out and saying you're going to become a car mechanic and you're going to become a landscaper and you're going to become a dentist. You could do all those things, but not all in one lifetime.
Right, right.
And, yeah. And the other interesting thing, Tony, is we go to professionals for things like getting our car fixed or going to the doctor. Why is it that we delegate to an amateur our personal finance? The amateur being yourself.
Yes. Or listening to your neighbor or your brother-in-law or something. Yeah. You don't take financial advice from a coworker or your neighbor, unless they're a financial advisor and you trust them. So you want to go to a professional. Speaking of that, let's take a moment here, take a break to give away some copies of your book. I know that you're would love to hear from our listeners. You and Chris love to hear from people. And Money Moves is a great book. And how can our listeners get a copy of that or get a plan in place, meet with you?
Well, there's two things. So when you set up a complimentary appointment with us, giving us a call at 719-210-4242. If you let us know when you show up for the appointment that you came to the radio show, we will give you a signed copy of the book. Excellent. And the book is a great way to answer. It goes into a lot of detail about all these kinds of things, like what's the difference in a 401k and a Roth and a TSP and all these different kinds of things. So set up a complimentary appointment. You'll get a copy of the book. You can also just go right out to Amazon.com and put in Money Moves by Tara Nolan and get yourself a copy online, and you can have a something to read on your Kindle or get a hard copy.
Yeah. And I want to note, coming soon, we're working on it now, is the audiobook, right? People will be able to listen to an audiobook, but it's great information. So I recommend people do go out to Amazon. Maybe they want to read the book before they set up an appointment with you and Chris, or they hear the show and they're not local. So, but I know you can meet with people virtually. So if you have questions, get a hold of Tara and Chris. Otherwise, go on to Amazon, get a copy of the book. You can purchase it there. It's inexpensive. It's a great book, well worth it. And this isn't just some little pamphlet or an advertisement. This is an actual book. It reads well. It's chock full of great information. But the audiobook, I'm excited about that, to hear your lovely voice on the audiobook. Tara.
Well, that's going to be really cool to have that. And then for a lot of us, I know I'm the same way, as I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, when I'm working out or driving. It's a great way to catch up on your information.
It is. It really is.
And, you know, and to get back to that question, Tony, I think for finance, a lot of people feel like they need to do it themselves because that's where marketing drives you.
Right.
And the book, I think, is a great way to kind of say, hey, this looks like this is going to be a good fit for me. Because the number one thing is there's a lot of financial advisors out there. You want to work with someone that you feel like you trust.
Yeah.
And there's no magical way to build trust, but starting with education and communication is where you go, this is somebody I could work with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. Well, and to get back to 401ks, I have another question for you, because sometimes with employer sponsored retirement accounts like that, there's something called vesting, and people need to be aware of that too, right?
Yeah, vesting is an interesting thing that's available, and it's really to protect employers, right? Because if a employer is giving you matching, which is free money for you, money out of their pocket, they usually set them up with vesting periods, and it could be anywhere from like 3 to 7 years. So what that means is if you want to be able to keep all of the matching, if you switch jobs, you have to be with that company for the entire vesting period. So let's just say the vesting period is 5 years. If you leave your job before that, you get to take your 401k that you contributed, but you don't get to take all the matching with you.
Ooh.
And so that's a way to protect the employer, because the employer's making an investment in you, and they want some loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and if you don't know that and you leave your job 4 years and 10 months or 4 years and 11 months and your vesting period was 5 years, you could have waited 2 months to give your notice and had all that money. And it, after that many years, it's probably significant.
Tony, it's whoever knows the most rules wins.
Right. That's a great, especially, and there are so many rules. That right there is reason enough. That alone is why you have to work with a financial services professional who's a trusted advisor like yourself, who knows the rules, deals with this on a daily basis, because they know these things, the ins and outs. And if you come to them saying, hey, I'm switching jobs, what should I do with my 401k? The first thing you'd probably ask them is, are you vested? Have you been getting a match? What is that match? Let's look at when your vesting period is. Don't give your notice until you find that out. So our listeners, that's a big tip for them. Find out the vesting period on your 401k. A lot of people probably don't know it. I'll be honest. I don't know mine at my job. The main company that I am getting a match from, I don't know what the vesting period is, but I'm not too worried about it because I've been there 10 years and I don't see myself going anywhere, but it would be nice to know, right?
Well, and Tony, I love that point, because that's, I think a lot of people listening are in that boat. They're like, well, I don't need to figure that out because I'm not going anywhere. And that's why you want to plan, because everything's fine until it's not.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not when you want to be figuring out your financial plan, when you go, well, I thought I was going to be here for 20 years. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson said once, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
not to quote him, but I thought that was funny. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. So you do have to understand that things are going to be, things are going to happen like that. So I know that 401ks are important and an important tool. I would probably guess the majority of our listeners, well over 60%, probably have 401ks. And that number is maybe even higher. Pretty much everyone I know has a 401k or a 403b or 457, some type of employer-sponsored plan. But many might be self-employed, that type of thing. And I know you can set up plans for them. You know, small businesses and self-employed people can get a SEP IRA or a SEP 401k. So there are a lot of different options out there. And it just, again, he who knows the most rules wins, right, is what you said. So that's where you come in for us.
So exactly. So I just think it's really, really important to know where you are and where you stand. And the thing is you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
And that's when it becomes overwhelming. And so the kind of the big takeaway, if you're listening to the show, you know, Tony, I like to wrap these things up, is your 401k. If you get some kind of a notice in the mail that says we're cutting your matching or something else that makes that little spidey sense tingle in the back of your head and you go, right. what, that means something. I don't know what that means, but that means something. That is the great time to give a call to 719-210-4242. Give a call to Chris and I, and we can sit down and let you know what that little Spidey sense tingle is all about.
The Spidey sense tingle. Yeah, that is true. And it's good to know that you have alternatives to 401ks like traditional IRAs. You mentioned Roths. There's SEP IRAs. So there are alternatives. And so it's not the end of the world. You can make that happen. Obviously, if you can get a 401k match, you got to take advantage because free money, right?
Absolutely. And I like to think about it. It's in addition to. So it can be an alternative, but it's also just in addition to, because I like people to have more than one egg in their basket.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're not saying you have to have one or the other. That's a good point. I didn't mean to make that, but you're right, Terry. They should probably have both, some money going into the 401k to get the full match. But like you said, don't put in more than that. Then put it in another better vehicle where you can have a little more control.
That's exactly it, Tony.
All right. So, well, we're out of time, but I know that you would love to talk to our listeners. You and Chris are more than happy to answer questions. One more time, how can they get a hold of you, and what's the web address?
So the best way to reach us is give us a call, 719-210-4242. And you can check out the website, www.nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. Great show today, Tara. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242. Or visit the website at TaraENolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.